Okay, so sugya keshes, gavaldika sugya. There's a lot to handle, so I want to handle maybe one yisoid, one point that maybe covers a few points in the sugya, and nothing matches the sugya. But there's a lot more to talk about. Let's talk about one nekuda. In the etzem din here of the brisa says. So there's a din agula oisin lazavias, and Rashi says, "Kishbalim doy tchumal k'tzeisel loyim doy la me'achoyma." Aloyusif la ribua klaymar yarchik me'achoyma k'de ribua. Where do you know this from? Damar bina peres l'chol mili de Shabbos. So he says there's a drasha before of Marbina Peres L'chol Mili D'Shabbos, and that's mechayev us to take from the eagle to make it ribua. Then the Gemara says, what happens if I say chaver mitzarecha or k'sar mitzarecha? Roin as a kilu yishava. Ba'is echad yoytze kemin pogum, or shnei batim yoytze kemin shnei pogum. Roin as a kilu chut matuach aleim. So the Marzik is saying different lashonis for each thing, and then it says Asuri Kimi Kashas Kimi Gam Roina Sakilu Himlea Batim Chater. So that's the lashon Roina Sakilu Himlea Batim Chater. It's only used over there by Kashas Kimi Gam. It's an interesting R. And also this whole thing that Rashi says is Nosin Lapeis is interesting because it's Machlokes Tanoim, and Rav Chanan ben Atingnus over there doesn't hold to this. So. We're saying Rav Chanan ben Atingnus argues on this whole brisa.
Rav Chanan ben Atingnus is talking about the city or the tchum?
He's talking in general, so he doesn't hold the pace. There's no din of city there. Rashi's learning it out from there. So whatever he argues on there, there's no chiluk. The Gemara is there, there's nothing b'chal. And also, why didn't Rashi b'chal bring this drasha down in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, which sounds like it's a whole different halacha, ketzim avrin sa'arim, ba'is nichas, ba'is yotzi, pogum nichas, pogum yotzi, Gdudiyos, and over there, Rashi didn't say the reason you merabeya it is because of the din of payers. So, why not? So, Be'emes is that Lo'ilam, it's pretty clear from a lot of Makairas, Kipshutai, that there's two separate things going on over here, even though it's all under a brisa called Kitzim Avram. Kitzim Avram is how you expand the city, but really there's two separate halakim here. There's something called the Ibur Yer and something called the Ribua. The Ibur Yer is Kipshuta Yechelik of the city, and could we even learn it out of a pasuk? All the Mepharshim bring down Mishnah and the Nedarim that says over there, Hanoidim in the Yer, Mutu Lekonis L'Tchuma. The Tchum is not called the Yer. The Mishnah has to speak that out. Of also the kanis leibura, but you're not allowed to be kanis to the ibura ear. Why not? Minolan the ibur de masa kemasa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Damar karetz a pasuk. Vayi biyos Yeshua biyirichai. May biyirichai. Yeshua wasn't in Yerichai. He was outside. Raksev Yerichai segur mesugaris. He was outside the wall. Halashma mina biibura. So now this is a big tumult. If so, there's a halacha that this is the ibura ear. This is something called the Ibur Yer. What's the Ibur Yer? Toch Shivim Amav Shiraim. Toch Shivim Amav Shiraim is an area that's nisaber with the city. And Reb Meir holds that even if there's nothing in the Ibur Yer, you also give that chelik to the city. Chacham argue on that. Chacham say that it's only part of the city if there's a bias there. But this, if there's a bias there, the reason it's extending the city is because now we see the Ibur is being utilized for part of the city. But B'Yesoida, there's something the called the Ibur Ayir. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim, the Mishnah that says, Anoisin Eruvai P'Ibur Shel Ir, La'asav Le'klum, what would be if you put it into the Ribua of the Ir? Is that considered La'asav Le'klum? Maybe not. Maybe if a person put his Eruv in the Ribua Ir, he would lose the city. He would be Shevis in the Ribua. Because that's not considered necessarily part of the ear, objectively. But the Ibur ear is bad in part of the city. Now, in both of these places, both of these Mishnayos, I will say, that the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnah in the Dharm and the Pirshei Mishnah over here says Beferish, that when it says the Ibra, it means the Ibra and the Ribua. He's like, he speaks it out. I think the Shulchan Aruch in the Dharm, I looked it up. It sounds like that Ishtikal also. Not clear exactly. Not clear there. But there's so the Ibor is considered a chelik of the city. And there's another thing that we learn out from the pasuk of Peis, that if something's not in the Ibor Ha'ir, but Nesin Peis L'City, Nesin Peis L'Cholim L'Shabbos, is that we give Ribua to the ear, that's a new halacha, that we give the Ribua to the ear, L'Cholim L'Shabbos, this whole tumult, does the Ribua ear apply to other things, not Shabbos, it's the whole shmuz, things that are the Ribua ear, is whatever they get to ear for other halachas, is it Negea, the din of Ribua?
The Shabbos, no, pretty clear.
Right, so they don, Rebbe Chaim Kanyeska is all shtick on Nachal Ha'Yisan. If you found the mace in the Ribua ear, which city does it go by? So he says it's only in the Shabbos, not for other things. But in the Ibra ear, about even other things, it goes by the city that you found it in. Because it's not a din Hilchas Shabbos, it's a din how you don up the city Batsim. So, okay. Which is, by the way, this is the Shurish of the whole Shaila, if you can mechaber two cities through when their Ribuas overlap. Which is that whole tumult in Lakewood, that if two cities, their Ibors connect, so that becomes one, Kufim Aleph. Each one has Shirma Mishraim, and the Shirma Mishraim connect to each other, so then they become one city. But if they're only connected because the Ribuas overlap, so who says they become one ear with that? And that's the whole tumult with that, because it's a separate thing. Okay. So we're going to call this the Din Agula Oysen Lazavias is the Din Ribua, and the Din. That and the Chora that learned that on Midah the Shabbos, the din of the Mishnah, which is the din that we can add on to the Ibra ear, and there's a pogum yoytze, pogum nechnas. So once there's a pogum yoytze, so the idea is a pogum yoytze in Rashi's Masber Kipshuta that it's touching Mam Shem or it's the Mechem itself. Yeah, but even pogum is also like that. It's for sure. It's for sure like that.
Pogum could be much farther. Than
yeah, but each one is within Shem Mam. So
why? If the pogum is a chelik, the pogum is coming off the chem.
Oh, it's coming off the Chametz also. So the point is, and it's for sure like that. Huh?
That's not Techa Mishraim.
That
fell the grass area beyond the
name. Actually, here is talking that when you don't need to come out of this to include something b'teras the ibura ear that it's toich the chelkei ha'ir, you don't need to come out to the din of payas for that. So let's say you have two pugum yoytzim. This is your matech chut kenegdam. That's not a chiddush. Mitzad the din of the ribua, that's already considered mitzad the etzim the ibur ear kipshutai. That and the Chazon Ish says like that beferish. Chazon Ish says that it's even better than maybe the stam ha'ibur. That when you have a chelik of the city that's in the chut matuach between two pegumim, so he says there that's considered the ear atzmai. It's got to be the Ramban for Seder. Says it by two pegumim also. I think he may even say it by one Ibor, but for sure by two Pekum and by Keshes, he says that even though the Ramban for Seder said that if Nasnu Goyim take the Ibor Ayer, they don't get the city, but that's only Stam and Ibor, like Rameir's Ibor. It's outside the city. But if it's take the Keshes or take the Pekumim, then you would get the city. Okay. So, okay, Akoponim, there's Alacha that there's the Ibor Ayer and there's Alacha of Ribua. The Ibur Ear means that this is a place that we could see being used as part of the city, and once there's one pogum there, or two pogumim for sure, Matuach Chot Kenegdoi means you included it in basically in considering the ear itself. So now comes a shaila like this. So first of all, in the sugya of Keshe, so we shtel, what's the law? The Gemara, the Brisa uses the lashon roina esakilu mali batim. So what's the sort of that lashon? Now in the etzem sugya over here, Rav Huna's machadish. I'm not going to get to talk about the entire sugya of Rav Huna and Rabba and Rava, but Rav Huna's machadish halacha that Keshe is only roina esakilu mali batim if the regular Keshe are toich 4,000 from each other. Fine. What about Kimin Gam? So most of the Rishonim say Kimin Gam is the same thing. Kimin Gam is basically a kashis with a square on top, and also the two Ragle Agam have to be within 4,000 from each other. Kipshuta. The Rashi himself says like that. So, L'chora Yesh L'ha'ayir, that this sounds like if this is just a regular din ribua, L'chora Loi Shamanu anywhere, then in the din eagle, you could have a big eagle. That's the diameter of the eagle is 8,000. So from one corner to the other, if you're Mirabeah, it's going to be more than 4,000 away. And L'chora Loi Shamanu anybody that said Alacha that you can't be Mirabeah a city that's 8,000 amps wide. So the Chazon Ish tells on this. I can't really read the Chazon Ish, but it seems like from the other people I quote the Chazon Ish is that he comes out that it's not a problem. So I saw also Rabbi Elvin Sefer. So he, he's also, no one ever said there's no such halacha like that. Avada, it's like this. I saw him last night. He was here. So I bumped into him. So I asked him, what's the halacha by an eagle more than 40,000? He said, then in the Sefer. I said, I know, I saw that. If you have anything else to say, whatever I have to say is in there. But he said it's pashut. That there's no such thing that a ribua around an eagle needs to be within 4,000. So if Rav Huna is saying halacha, in order to be merabeya, or in order to extend the city, you need to be within 4,000, so l'chor, by eagle, you should not like that. So the teret is that obviously it's two separate halachas going on over here. That in the halacha of payas, the halacha that we call it, let's say ribua mibachutz, you're adding on to the city, legabi hachus tchumen. So then the din is that to mirabeya, your mirabeya, it doesn't matter if it's outside 4,000. But over here there's an ayah sugya that we're trying to see that there's an ayah sugya of keshes, that the toicha keshes has to become a chelik from the ear. And in order to do that, the noise of the sugya is that the two chalkei ear have to be mechuber. The two ragla keshes have to be within 4,000 each other. What's the sort of that sugya? So there's two ways to say it in the Rishonim. We'll see if we can get to it. But akoponim, there's a halacha that has to be within 4,000. That the chalkei ear have to be within 4,000 of each other. The corner of the ear agula is not mechelkei ha'ir. Since it's not mechelkei ha'ir, it's a ribua. It's outside the city. We don't care if it's outside 4,000. And then you can mirabeah with no problem. So now let's ask. There's a few questions here. So zok the Rashba, the ear shirachava mitzad echad v'ketzara mitzad acher tzara gadayin iyun kim shemayshava kain im yish bein rosh harachav l'rosh ha'katzar abas alafim ama im amirabin oisa. So he wants to know if you can mirabeya it, if there's between the Rosh HaRochav and the Rosh HaKatzar. What does that mean, by the way? What's this?
You have short
time, long time.
What? So one direction.
Meaning, if you're going to have that the distance between here and the other one is going to be more than 4,000, you won't be able to be mirabeya. So this is obviously a big kash in this whole Yisoid. So this is a shver kash over here. Why do you wake up with this case that this becomes a problem? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two is that he already said that Kimin Gam, Yimurabeya, and as long as the Lachson is within 4,000. By the way, right there you have a Raya, because if the Lachson is within 4,000, the corner that you're going to Yimurabeya is going to end up being more than 2,000 away from each side. So, l'chaira. Okay, one second. Let's get to that. The Rashba then. There's another Shirashba. The Rashba says that if you have a city and you have pegumim yoytzim, he's going in the Ravid's idea that two pegumim would be subject to the sugya of keshes. So he says if you have one pegum yoytze, then you have to be oiskalten in the sugya of keshes. So mainly you have to be able to get to the corner that you're trying to include into the city. So he says it can't be that the pegumim go out more than two, and that the city is aruch more than two, because then you can't get to that corner, right? So the shaila is two shailas. One shaila is why is the shear two? The shear should be 4,000 balachsin, because as long as it's a kimin gam, it should be 4,000 balachsin. And the second kasha is that if there's such an idea that whatever you're including in the ribua has to be within two, so then by gam gufa, if it's within four, it's not going to be within two. Right? So, what's shot over there also? So, l'chayra v'shteda in the Rashba is like this. That the Yisoyin, the Rashba says multiple times that the Yisoyin of the Suyi of Kesha says that we're trying to mechaber the Chalkei Yair together. And if we can't be mechaber the Chalkei Yair together, then it's Chal Pirtz in the city and we don it Kilu Shtei Ayaris. So the idea is by Keshes and Kim and Gam, the idea is that there's a Be'etzim a tour of the ear, and the tour of the ear is set up that we don't want to see a Pirtz in the middle. So if the Chalkei Yair are mechaber, then we could don that there's one ear over here, and mela the halacha is that we're memale the etzem ear to fill in the shape of the city. Maybe that's gufa. Though I almost said, you know, there's lashon ribua there. It could be that's gufa learned out from the svar of ribua that there's an idea that the city should be meruba. But the idea is that if this is toich the chelkei ear and it's not chal the ear's parts from each other, then the chelkei ear are mechayiv that we see that the toich ha'ir is memali is memula from the city itself. We fill out the din of keshes of Rav Huna is of the brisa according to Rav Huna's 4,000 is that if the chelkei ear are together, and this is Be'etzim Chal, is one ear, then Be'etzim we fill out the Etzim shape of the city. The Etzim Surah, the Surah of the ear. And Kamin Gam, since the shape of the city is like this, if the Chelkei Yair Mechomer, we also fill out the Etzim Surah of the ear. After you fill out the Surah of the ear, then you're Kamin Rabbeah, like he says, even as a suffix. How are you Rabbeah Kamin Gam? Are you Rabbeah Kamin Gam on the back? Are you Rabbeah Kamin Gam? You fill it out. But the point is that the Etzim Surah of the ear speaks for itself. This is the Surah of the ear. When the tzura, the ear has a tzura, it's a circle. It's a circle. So then there's a new halacha that the ribua is going to be mibachutz. But here, where the city has a ribua to it, it has a tzura that we can fill out. Then we fill out the etzim tzura sayir. So by gam is also like that. I think what he's saying over there in your case. Aruch Katsara is that since there's Be'etzim a Ribua in the city, the way we look at it is that Chilk of the ear, which is Echa Katsar V'Echa Ra, like the Brisa says, Royin Oisa Ki'ilu Yarucha. In other words, that the idea is that it's not a Zaitaga Ibor Mimachot, a Ribua. The idea is that we're filling out the Etzim shape of the city. The city has a Ribua, to has two sides that are parallel to each other, which already define the Tzur of the city, Echa Rucha Echa Katsara. So we fill out the rest to be memali the tzura of the ear be'etzem.
Oh, wouldn't it at least have a dinner ribua? Let's say it's more than 4,000. So you don't have that then.
Because then it should be, because if you're trying to, it should be, it will be chal the din keshes.
Why?
Because the din keshes alein is like that. The din keshes alein is like that. The din keshes alein, you have this kasha, which is what happens once it's 4,000 apart. It sounds like you lose the din ribua. Klape Pnim. I understand, but even this one, so what happens? Donning that the chilk you want to be merebe, I can't be mechuba with this. So it's separate. The part, let's say it's like this. This thing that you want to include can't be mitzuref with this.
So why are worse than the ribua? What's the greisa?
The greisa is because if it can't be chal as a chilk from the ear. So now, what do you want to say? You want to say
every kesha, like you said, every circle is a massive circle, so four corners out. We don't care. So, in the lumpus of what you're saying,
you want to be memali the ear and say that the etzem sur of the ear is going to be like this. So now, when you can't see the etzem sur, that chelik, that corner is agahakt from the ear. So a chiluk which is agahaktigin from the ear is not included in the din ribua either. That you see it from keshes itself. You don't go ahead and say, well, the Rashba holds that once the ragli keshes are not mechuber, you don't say that you go by the makom hakotzer. You don't say that there's no din of makom hakotzer in the Rashba, because he argues on Tais on that. because once the chelke ayir mechuber, you can't go be mitzarif. Then it's chal medidas atchum from the keshes itself. That's a whole sugya by itself. What do you do when there's no 4,000? When there is 4,000? So I think that's what he's saying over there also. Now, what happens by an ear that has a pogum? What happens by an ear that has a pogum? So here, Rashba is a chiddush. By an ear that has, so the whole sugya is going to be a sugya that once we could see the ragla keshes together, then we mamali the ear, it's chalva etzem miloy of the city itself. And that's why you're going to find that the toich of the keshes is starker than ribua. Could be starker than the ibur also. I don't know if it's starker than ibur of toich to iburim, but it's zikr starker than the ribua. Now what was the Rashba talking about when you have on pogum? So the chayra over there, what the Rashba held at that point was, so if you're going to extend the city, mistaver shemay pogum echad yoytzi brosha echad v'hu nimshach chutz le'ir yoytzi me'alpayim kazer avo bish, so I'm not sure if it's 100%. But Kipshutai, what I was trying to say was that over there, since the way we're extending the city, he already knows that this svara that the pogum doesn't fatayich that's sure of the city, but he says it by keshes. He's going with that, so I don't know. I think at this point he's still going that keshes. You have a problem with keshes by pekumim. We'll need to speak this out and see if it works. But I think that the point is that when you have one pogum coming out from the ear, we don't dana like ear kigam. Ear kigam means that this is the tzur of the city that has a din to be roi noisakim memalim moisai. A din of ibor means is that once you have a pogum, then what the pshat is we extend the entire city. The Indian is to pull out the whole city and see that the shape of the city is be'etzim that way. It's straight. It's not kigam. The din of kigam is that we're mamali the tzur of the city because there is a tzur to the city. Here, the tzur of the city is gitaych this way, and the pagam doesn't redefine the tzur of the city. So mamela, the din of the pagam is going to be that when you have one pagam, there's a din to be mamale, but you're not mamale kifi the tzur of the pagam. You're mamale the city kifi the tzur of the city. So the whole city goes out as long as the pagam is. So as long as you can include the corner into the city, then that's enough. What you're trying to include directly is the corner. Mashenki kigam, the etzim city is defined as the tzura that it has. So memela there, you have to mechaber those chalkei ha'ir. Over here, the city's over here. What you have to now do is memali al pi the din ibor, you memali the city further out, and that's one straight line. Memela, wherever you're going straight from there has to be within 2,000. The case of the gam, after you finish memali it, then you do ribua, that could be outside the 2,000 because I don't care about that ribua. That's just a din ribua mibachutz at that point because that's not the etzim tzur of the ear. The tzur of the ear is kigam and you're memale the gam. Over here, when the tzur of the city is straight and you have a pagam, then that's not going to touch up the tzur of the city. The way the ibor is going to be chal, it's going to be chal a straight line till the end of the ibor. So as long as it's within 2,000 of it, I think it does shtim with keshes because he's saying there also, you want to pull it out, but you have to, in order to pull it out, the answer has to be included. So Memel, that would be the chiluk. And by the way, I think this miyashiv akash I saw that they asked is this year in the Chazanish. Chazanish goes very stark with this raid that the ibor and the ribua of the gam and the ribua of the gam and the ribua of the keshes, the toicha gam, the toicha keshes, and the ibor are like the ir alein. And that's why he says the gam, the rashba and all that. But he has a halacha. Now, what happens if I drew a small picture? What happens if you're moided uba, right? If a person's moided and his 4,000 includes the city, then the whole city turns into Dalad. His 2,000. If his 2,000 includes the year, the whole year turns into Dalad. If he's Moided at Ba and he's Nimtza B'emtza year, then he just gets whatever wherever he landed. So what happens if he says, what happens if it lands in the Ibor, in the Ribua of the year? So you included a city, but you don't end up including the Ribua of the city. So he says, that's not, L'chomri not going to say that that's a problem, and you're going to still get the whole year. And then he says, Huadin, if it lands in the mem of the gam. Look at this picture. So you have a city kigam, and then you have the whole ribua. So the city, the gam is in the ribua. But the mem of the gam is not in the ribua. I'm not in the ribua. In the alpine. The gam is in the alpine, but the mem of the gam is not in the alpine. So he says, small pig.
The end
of the gam, the ribua of the gam is not in the alpine. But the gam itself is in the alpine. So he says, you'll get the city. This is why you get the city. I thought that the Chazon Ish holds that the din of Memali Batim, of Gam and Keshus, makes it part of the city. But it's not a steer of a klal. Because this is talking about the... It's not Shaykh and Metzias, a case, that it's going to land inside the triangle of the Gam. Can't have that case. I don't think it works. I don't think it's possible. That the whole thing could be there, but not the Yeser. So in other words, the whole city, he's talking, the whole city itself and the Ribua and the Toicha Keshe and the Toicha Gam is also inside the Alpaim. What's not in the Alpaim is the Ribua. So Taka Gam is split up. There's two parts of the Gam. There's the Etzem Toicha Gam, and then there's the Ribua that comes afterwards. The Ribua comes afterwards, just a regular Ribua, but the being Memale is Ir Alein, because you're Memale, the Etzem Surah of the Ir. Yeah, I don't know why everyone, asks this thing. I think he says it pretty clear. I think he said pretty clear that halacha. So basically what we're saying is that the ribua doesn't have this din. Teicha Keshes is because you have to is a din that you memali the tzur of the ear. It could be any time that the ear has. If you want to know which din you have, also, it could be you could use a clue, is to figure out is are you being merabei al ribua olam or not merabei al ribua olam. If you're merabei al ribua olam, that means that the ribua is a din mibachutz. It's an afterthought to the ear. In this case of echad kotz of echad arach, you're not going to be merabei al ribua olam. So the ribua is because you're being memalei the etzem surah that the city has. No, gam also. Gam was what? The rest of the gam. The rest of the gam, right? That was one. Yeah, I, that's why I said. Sometimes you'll see that it's not. In this case, it's going to be like that.
It's not a raya because that's you're saying. The reason why you do it, if you would learn
about the if you would have that, sometimes the Chazon Ish, the Emes says for sure doesn't hold like that because Chazon Ish holds that as long as you have one straight line, you can mirabeah. If you have one straight line, you can use that to mirabeah. See, for sure doesn't hold like that. But most Mefarshim hold you need to have two straight lines. I'm saying the
clock.
Well,
you have to. Here and here.
Where? Right, I'm saying when you have two. I'm saying he's saying anytime you have one.
I'm thinking in this case you have two.
Right.
So what's your riot
then? That's what I'm saying. If it's just like that, they're just trying to figure out when you do that, then... Oh. And the Din Ibor is going to be the Din Ibor. And here the Din is how you see the Etzem Surah of the ear. Okay. Now... There was a few points in Tosfos that the Olam had that Tosfos argues on the Rashba. Number one is that Tosfos argues on the Rashba legabe the whole Rav and Rava. That he holds that the Iker, the Rashba holds that you always need to be Teich Arba Salafim, and Rava is not going to help you for that. If you're outside 4,000, being within 2,000 from the top is not going to help, and Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos says as long as you're in from one side, it works. Tosfos also holds that you go from the Makkum. I'm Iskater, the Rashba argues on that. And Bechal, the Shasemis kind of asks Akash on Tosis that what's put on Tosis that within 2,000 works? The Ragla Keshis are not Mechubar, so it should be make it into two Ayaris. That's what the Rashba says. So the Olam was learning that the Tosis has a shtickle different sugya than the Rashba. The Rashba was learning that we're trying to Mechaber the Etzim Chelkei Ha'ir together. And this chal, like the Gemara's mashal, this chal appears in the city. And the question is it mechalik the year into two? Is it not mechalik the year into two? Tosfos never says a shmuz have been mechalik the year into two. Tosfos is saying more of a shmuz, however you say it exactly. Tosfos is saying more of a shmuz of how we memale the toicha year into becoming, how we incorporating in hilchos tchumen call it, how we incorporating the toicha year to becoming a chelik of the year. And say that a chelik of the ear that you want to make it part of the ear, it's also with this whole idea that Teich Keshes is the Miloi Ha'ir. But Fakir, it's even starker in Tosfos in a way, that if it's Teich Ha'ir and you want to include it in Teich Ha'ir, then the halach is has to be moved on to the Tchum Ha'ir. You can't have a chelik of the Tchum. You can't be including an area which is out of the Tchum of one of the Chelkei Ha'ir into the ear. Something like that. See, exactly. So it's a machlokes. You have to move a mishneit study, move a mitzarechad, and the idea is trying to include to see how we can make this mechel kayayir. Now, there's another halacha here based. So that's how Tosfos learns. I think Tosfos is very similar to the idea that we're trying to include the Torah Kashas to becoming Michel Kayair, and that's why you have this halacha. By the Ribua, maybe it's not like that, and you don't have this halacha. So the Gam of the Shmuz of the Gam, it's a big tome of how we paskin. So, like we were Madaik in the Rashba, that by Gam he says you have to be Torah Arba Salafim in the Alachsoin, and by Pogum he says you have to be Torah 2000, it can't be 2000 in either direction. We're saying the pshat is because there the etzem milu yair aydei din ibor is going straight across the tzura of the city that you have. What's kaveh the tzura of the city is the etzem tzura of the city, not the pagan. Now in the Magen Avraham paskins like this Rashba kipshutai. Magen Avraham paskins that even though we paskin bagam, the Ramah says you need 4,000, and Imam is the same setup. But the Magen Avraham says explicitly on the Ramah in Siftes that the Ramah says if you have two pagumim, it's like a keshes. So he says if you have one pagum and the pagumim go out more than 2,000, then you could only include it in the city if the city's not wider than 2,000. So he says like this Rashba's shtel over here. So it's very interesting, Magen Avraham. See, so, okay. So you could keep the gears of the Magen Avraham and explain it like we explained it. So the Machatz HaShekel and Tesis Shabbos and a few others, change the gears of the Magen Avraham to saying something else. To saying, If it's 4,000. That's what the Magen Avraham means. Why would he say 2,000? Why should 2,000 be a problem? So they change the gears of the Magen Avraham. So frekta bir alacha, the Shartzian, that would they make it any better? Why is 4,000 a problem? It should be 4,000 balachsoin. And he was saying, if the city is 4,000, that's not the shear either. They didn't make it any better in the Magen Avraham. So you have a city, and you have bagam, if it's 4,000 balachsoin, it's good. And here you're telling me that 4,000 across. So how do you make it any better? So it's very interesting, the Yad Ephraim, that bottom tesis. Yad Ephraim says that Magen Avraham was saying, El-Khanami, if it's 4,000 balachsoin, do it that way and keep it balachsoin. But if it's 4,000 straight, then you can go straight. 2,000 straight. Anyway, but Shartin says, but Akoponim, so what's Pshat in these Achrayim? As I fact the Shartin, why are they changing the gears of the Magen Avraham? If the Pagum is 2,000 long, 4,000 wide would help. So the MS is the Sfasemis that says this. So Semes says that Tosfos holds that when you have two pagumim, you roy in ki'ilu pagum kenegdoi, and if you roy in ki'ilu pagum kenegdoi, you can always, the shear will be 4,000 to the other pagum across. So what happened to the din of gam? What happened to the din of gam? So l'chora, it's the zel v'zach that we're saying, but in Tosfos it's leichter.
You said gam
is
it?
Huh?
Tosfos
didn't say it. Farish is saying. Listen, Shulchan Aruch, you have that kasha. The Ramah says it. Yeah. So the teretz is that this is the shinui this is the same idea that was said in the Rashba, but in Tosfos is sprach. It's going to come out with 4,000, because when you're doing kigam, so the milu ya'ir is chal between tochel ke'ir. So it has to be that the lachson is 4. But in Tosfos, the vaitad is this svara that the ibor itself is spread the city further, but it spreads the kifi the tzura of the ikar ear. So in Tosfos' world, the vart is that where the milay ear has to be milchus, that it can't be that if you'll include it into the city, it will be more than out of havlas tchumen. So it could be out after you include it. So if you have 4,000 in the city, then it's good enough to say that once you have 4,000, so memela, I'm going to include that b'din ibor. That's what Tosfos means. You see it, you're connected. That means that the ibor is mechayiv us to see that the etzem city, there's another city connected, and we pull up the whole city, kifi the tzur of the ikar ear. So memela, the whole ear is spreading. It's milo ya ear, but it's milo ear kifi the tzur of the ear itself. And memela, as long as it's 4,000 straight, It's good enough. That's what I'm saying, according to all the Zacharinim. So in the Rashba's Velt, you have to be mechaber it before you can do it. So you need 2,000. But in Tosis's Velt, if you'll be able to put it in the Avlas Tchumen, so now you can have 4,000. But it's the same Vort, Beikar, in both the Rashba and the Tosis, and that the way the Ibor is stretching the city is different than the way Keshis, and it's different than the Din Ribua. It comes at this three categories. Ribua is totally me, Bachutz, we don't care about these halachas. But because we're not adding to the Etzim Ir. By Ibor, and by Pogum, by Ibor, and by Chut Matuach, and by Keshis and Gam, we're adding to the Ikr Ir, but we're adding to the Ikr Ir differently. By Keshis and Gam, we're adding to the Ikr, we're being Mimal the Etzim Tzuras Ir. And maybe by Aruch Kitzar also is like that. Because since it has a Tzuras Ribua, we have a Din to be Mimal the Etzim Tzuras Ir. And by Pagam, the way we're adding to the ear of Ada, the Din Ibor is Mecha, it allows us to extend the city and add to the Ikr ear, but we add to the Ikr ear Kifi the Tzura of the Ikr, not Kifi the Tzura of the Pagam. And Mimela, it goes straight. So this that it goes straight, so Mimela, either 2,000 or 4,000 across, and you don't have to dan the Alach sign of the Gam, that would be the Yishuv for the Magen Avraham up this Chashman. I think, just Agav, Tiras HaSugya, is that after there's some Shulchan Aruch over here, the first five Se'ifim, and after that we're up to the two dots pretty much. I think we should learn Nun Zayin, Shlosh HaKfarim. That we should learn it now. Nun Zayin. We'll go back after. We'll go back to Nun Hey, but we should learn it now. Not like we should learn it now with the Rishonim and the whole Sugya, because the Marshal is Marshal. There's a lot over here that's going to be about Rav and Rava. There's three sugyas in the parak about Keshis, so I think we should learn them all now. Because otherwise, I don't know. Let's get back.